George. That would be the greatest fun we could have, to live on my very own island. It was George's island. It really belonged to her mother, but she had said 2 or 3 years back that George could have it, and George now thought of it as really her own. She felt that all the rabbits on it belonged to her, all the wild birds and other creatures. I'll suggest that we go there for a week when the others come, she thought excitedly. We'll take our food and everything and live there quite by ourselves. We shall feel like Robinson Crusoe. She went to meet her cousins the next day, driving the pony and trap by herself. Her mother wanted to come, but she said she did not feel very well. George felt a bit worried about her. So often lately, her mother had said she didn't feel very well. Perhaps it was the heat of the summer. The weather had been so very hot lately. Day after day had brought nothing but blue sky and sunshine. George had been burnt a dark brown, and her eyes were startlingly blue in her sunburnt face. She had had her hair cut even shorter than usual, and it really was difficult to know whether she was a boy or a girl. The train came in.